So some of the people enjoying the Hawley High Street and St George's Day.
John.
John and
John.
John and John. There we go. John squared. So what are you enjoying about the...
Oh, it's just nice to see everybody out, really, and it not raining.
Oh, sun is shining, and it's also music later, nice food, nice stands.
Yeah, our wives are singing in rock choir as well, so yeah.
Okay, so we got this is the rock choir supporter club, yeah. Betty and...
Emma,
what are you enjoying?
Unfortunately, the cake stalls. I keep trying to avoid them.
And the little one down, how old?
9 months.
Oh, seems to be enjoying it as well. And Betty, yeah. What's the highlight so far? Are you also looking forward
to
the...
I've just come down the street, really, but they do this every year, and every year I think it's a great job they do down here.
So, Natasha from Rock Choir, providing the music. What are you going to start off with?
Okay, so we've got a set of 8 or 9 songs. We're different members of rock choirs from Hawley, East Grinstead and Crawley, and we're going to start us off with Green Green Grass.
So, St George's Day celebration here in Hawley High Street. Caroline, one of the organisers, share with me, what is it you set out to achieve here?
Yeah, really, this is about bringing all the community together. We hold 2 events a year, one for St George's Day and then also the Christmas Fair. Brings the community together. You can see there's lots of people, there's lots of families enjoying it, having fun, taking in the delights of the food, the little stalls.
And the music, fantastic music, a big dragon over there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that dragon is ancient. That dragon is hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Paint a little picture, what's going on here in the High Street?
Oh no, it's fantastic today. We've got over 50 stalls here. We have the lovely dragon with the smoke coming out. We've got the hats to do a great job of organising it all. It's very well supported. We've got
lots of street food as well, music, yeah, fantastic music. Time.
Toys, games, you name it. We've got the dog show taking place. Yes, it's just a great event. Lovely to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Fiona. So in Crawley Queen Square, we're celebrating St George's Day. Hi, Joan. Are you enjoying the celebration and the music?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I was going home, but I decided to stay a bit longer.
A bit longer, and the kids are in the water fountains. The controversial water fountains are working today.
Well, I think they cost quite a bit of money, but then...
They cost $500,000, $550,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good feature, but...
And then $170,000 to fix.
Wow. Yeah. Are you paying for that?
I reckon we could have done some hose pipes and sprinklers would have had the same effect, but we could have done that, couldn't we, for 50 grand.
Come up with something, yeah.
Also enjoying St George's celebration here in Queen Square, we have Melanie.
Hello.
What is it you're going to be doing?
So I am one of the directors of M&M Theatre School, and we are here doing about 35 minutes of dance and singing, and we also have a wonderful adult West End choir who are joining us. So they're doing some separate numbers, but then we're also doing some numbers collectively as well. And we are just M&M Theatre School. We operate out of Balcombe in Sussex, and we take children from as young as 4 years old up to 16, and then our adult choir starts from 18.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much
you
for supporting
welcome.
St George's Day. Have fun.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.